Snow Falling on Cedars by David Gutterson. Read by Tim Pigott-Smith. The accused man, Kabuo Miyamoto, sat proudly upright with a rigid grace, his palms placed softly on the defendant's table. The posture of a man who has detached himself, insofar as this is possible, at his own trial. Some in the gallery would later say that his stillness suggested a disdain for the proceedings. Others felt certain it veiled a fear of the verdict that was to come. Whichever it was, Kabuo showed nothing, not even a flicker of the eyes. His figure, especially the neck and shoulders, communicated the impression of irrefutable physical strength and of precise, even imperial, bearing. In the public gallery, every seat had been taken, yet the courtroom suggested nothing of the carnival atmosphere sometimes found at country murder trials. In fact, the 85 citizens gathered there seemed strangely subdued and contemplative. Most of them had known Karl Heine, a salmon gillnetter with a wife and three children, who was buried now in the Lutheran cemetery up on Indian Knob Hill. This courtroom, Judge Llewellyn Fielding's, down at the end of a damp, draughty hallway on the third floor of the Island County Courthouse, was run down and small as courtrooms go. It was a place of grey-hued and bleak simplicity, a cramped gallery, a bench for the judge, a witness stand, a plywood platform for the jurors, and scuffed tables for the defendant and his prosecutor. The jurors sat with studiously impassive.